Good afternoon and welcome to the Life Science Rush Hour with Matt Corcoran. Hope everyone's having a great day. I'm going to start off with just a quick overview of the markets. Not much to report there today, as they were pretty flat, slightly up actually. So we'll at least take that. A little surprising considering the oncology conference is wrapping up, and bio is more of course of a almost like a marketing type conference, more than a lot of science being done there. So still a little surprising because you do see some news leaking out here and there. Probably the exciting thing for bio for me, which I'm not there, but I do follow the updates, is being from Philadelphia, seeing the Mass Bio people have a new pay up on a bet and wear some Eagles gear and provide some adult beverages and Boston delicacies to the PA Bio crew. So always good to see that. Let's go Eagles. Moving on, I went to a great event this morning, a med tech event here in the Philly area, an event catered towards early stage companies, seed angel round type deals. What was really interesting, and there were some investors there, some corporate venture as well, who presented, and really it was digital health and med tech. Probably a slight got started talking about the digital health, and the biggest take, or a couple of takeaways I got there, is who's really, with digital health, you get people coming from the tech sector, which is totally different from an FDA approved and regulated device. Maybe not the correct terminology, but it's kind of like the Wild West, where you can just do whatever. Hey, I created this thing. It's not going to create bodily harm. I don't have to worry about regulation. And then you move into med tech and you have to go through an approval process. It takes a long time. In med tech, you don't hear speed to market, versus in digital health, you do. But what's interesting is how they're converging more than anything. Certainly different sectors, they see themselves differently, but there's more and more conversion. You might see a digital health that's an add-on to a med device, and that line is becoming more and more gray, is where that separation lies, and how it will in the future. An interesting comment was made is, if I'm a digital health, I'm collecting all this data, and my job is to monitor you, and I get the data, and I don't alert you or the correct people that something's wrong, who's liable? Is it me as the person collecting it and monitoring, or is it someone else, or is it, hey, it's just you're just SOL? I don't know, and I think that's going to be something that's going to be need to be addressed in the future. From my perspective, is how does insurance play into that? If you have a cyber policy, for instance, a lot of carriers are going to exclude that type of risk, because it's bodily injury, and bodily injury is excluded on most cyber policies. There are some markets that can cover it, but a digital health company, they look at themselves more as a cyber exposure. Whereas the product's liability, that might have an exclusion for network failure or something along those lines that could cause a bodily injury loss. So there, you could have two exclusions, exclusion on each policy, so that there's no coverage, which certainly won't be the intended solution or remedy if you're the company and then you find yourself liable. So that was a really interesting point he. The speaker brought up. Some other things that were talked about, and moving back to kind of the entrepreneurial people and the companies trying to grow their companies, is it is such an over the healthcare system is so overburdened, is how do you make a successful product there? Well, the first thing you do, especially on the digital health side, is it's got to be a viable product. But it cannot disrupt the workflow in a negative way or even an equal way. It's got to somehow or another improve and make the workflow more efficient. If it's just a, hey, this is a great product, it does this, this, and this, it's got all these features, That's great, but it's probably not going to stick. It's got to figure out how does this get you, Mr. Doctor, 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes in your day? That's what digital health has to do, if that's kind of the route you're going down. Along those same lines is the difficulty in wearables, and where the difficulty lies there is in the adherence. Just as we all know, taking your pills and adhering to that is difficult. The wearable market is even more difficult. The average Fitbit wearer is done at 6 months. So you really have to pick who you're gonna, that's a route you want to take. Who are you going to target? And there's three groups that, from what I've learned, have really good adherence or better than average. Those are, women that are pregnant, pediatrics, and oncology patients. That seems to be where the market is. And that was, again, the big thing is you have to go to a big market here because you can have the best idea in any kind of digital health, but usage is going to be difficult pretty much in every channel, whether it's the doctor, the patient, the administrative end. It's going to be really tough to get people to change their way. So you have to expect that there's going to be a pretty low usage. And the only way to combat that is to have a big population. So it was a really interesting little conf or little meeting. Some interesting companies presented that who knows, 2, 3 years from now we could see in the field. A lot of on the neuro side, one on an anxiety attacks, one for kind of like an ADHD, and then there was a great diagnostic company there as well who is targeting glioblastoma. So overall, great, a great use of time. Learned a lot. It was put on by PACT of Philadelphia. They had the corporate venture from Independence Blue Cross, and then venture seed from the DREAMIT Group. So great conference, great participation, great presenters, and time well spent. That's about all I got for today. Hope everyone's having has a great rest of the evening, and we'll catch you soon. Again, if you ever want to catch up with me, you can reach me on my blog, mattcork.com, or you can email me directly at matt@mattcork, mattcorc.com. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.